This chapter is called Sankhya Yoga. And this particular verse refers to Buddhi Yoga. As Sri Krishna says in 39, Esha te abhihita Sankhya Buddhi Yoga tu imam shunu buddhya yuktaha yaya partha karma bandham prahasyasi. All that I have told you is from the point of view of the Buddhi Yoga of Sankhya. Now I shall tell you about that Buddhi Yoga in another context. Now what is Sankhya and what is Buddhi Yoga is not explained, because it is understood that in that time when Sri Krishna spoke to Arjuna, this was very well known. Therefore it is not expounded here in fullness. Although later on something of this will be expounded, but immediately it is not expounded here. Therefore, for many people, this chapter becomes quite difficult to understand. In fact, this second chapter is one of the most difficult chapters. Many people believe that Sri Krishna speaks in a self-contradictory manner. At one time he says, do not look for the fruits of action. And yet he himself says, now for the sake of fruits of action, you fight. Because it is not realized that Sri Krishna is a great teacher who can deal with a pupil who has himself multiple states of consciousness at the same time. And he gives answer which is appropriate to different states of consciousness. If it is not realized, if you do not count Sri Krishna as a teacher who psychologically deals with the problems of the pupil, then it is likely to be misunderstood. That is why while seeing the argument, you should see the thread of the argument. If you are considering the question from the point of view of the fruits of action, then you show that this is the other consequence. You will actually go to heaven, or you will go to enjoy the kingdom. In both the cases, the result will be wonderful. Therefore you fight. This is in opposition to the consequences that Arjuna was seeing earlier. It is a kind of a dialectic. If you argue on one plane, you argue at the same plane, and then you cancel the argument of the dialectic. But then, since it is not the ultimate truth, you go higher and show that there is a higher truth. It is this higher truth which can be seen by an intellect which is pure. You cannot know the self when you are in a state of sorrow, when you are in a state of duality. Whatever knowledge, Sri Krishna says, I have given you, the knowledge of the eternal self, the knowledge of immortal self, knowing which you neither kill nor is anybody killed. That knowledge is a result of Buddhi Yoga. Now what is Buddhi Yoga? For that we must understand something of Sankhya. Because it says, what I have told you is Sankhya. What I have given you is Buddhi Yoga. According to Sankhya, there is a distinction between two principles which are involved in creation. This creation is a play of two elements. One of these elements is immutable, quiet, immobile. The other is mobile. Now the knowledge of the self is the knowledge of the immobile. That immobile is also more than immobile, but at least is immobile. The buddhi, which is our highest faculty according to Sankhya, has one special quality. Its quality is to discriminate. According to Sankhya, our knowledge apparatus consists of three elements. There is manas, there is ahamkara, and there is buddhi. Manas itself is involved in five senses, pancha gyanendriyas. By five senses we take cognizance of the whole world. And there are pancha karmendriyas, these are pancha gyanendriyas, five senses of knowledge. And then there are five senses of action, karmendriyas, hands, feet, etc. It is through senses that we come to know, it is through karmendriyas that we act. And both of them are controlled by manas. But manas itself is activated by ahamkara, by egoism. And beyond egoism, there is a fine quality in us. And that is the power of discrimination. That is buddhi.